And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. Check your medicine cabinet, folks. Costco is recalling their Kirkland Signature cold and flu medicine in the Midwest and Southeast. Turns out somebody shipped a batch that should have been rejected, and they're asking folks to bring back anything with the lot code P140082. For a refund. Well, some high school students in Virginia just embarrassed Pfizer's quality control team. Working with the FDA, these students found DNA contamination in COVID vaccines at levels up to 470 times above safety limits. Pfizer's response? Radio silence. You expect anything less? Silicon Valley suddenly discovered the spirit of unity. Apple's Tim Cook is writing a personal $1 million check for President-elect Trump's inauguration, with Mark Zuckerberg and Amazon following suit. Even OpenAI Sam Altman jumped on board, calling Trump the leader of America's AI future. As Newt Gingrich put it, they're in panic mode, and it's showing. The DEI empire is crumbling in higher education. 12 states, including one with a Democrat governor, have banned diversity statements in offices from public universities. Kansas will even fine schools $10,000 for using DEI in hiring. Turns out Americans aren't big fans of racial discrimination, even when it's wrapped in fancy academic language. Well, the latest move by the Biden administration to control your household is banning natural gas water heaters starting in March of this year. The Energy Department quietly dropped this bomb right after Christmas, hoping nobody would notice. They're about to make 40% of water heaters illegal, because that's how we want to help working families, forcing everyone to buy more expensive appliances while they can't even afford groceries. And Ireland now, where they're showing how to encourage false accusations. Give them community service. A woman who claimed immigrants assaulted her sparked community outrage, then admitted she made it up and got 200 hours of picking up trash. Her excuse? High blood sugar and too much drinking. Now, we mentioned Sam Altman's OpenAI. Well, he says now they've cracked the code for artificial general intelligence, and it's hitting the workforce this year. He's talking about AI that matches human abilities across the board. Remember when ChatGPT was just supposed to help your kids with their homework? Yeah. And Yale's latest contribution to higher education, a whole class questioning whether black and white women can even be friends. The professor guarantees everyone a B+ just for showing up, because apparently grading on merit is racist now. Your Ivy League dollars at work, folks. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.